receiving a statement in order to clarify a point, or when the addressee does not understand. And I simply Allah Ta'ala and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can either takallam bi kalimatin a'adaha thalathan hatta tufhama anhu wa idha ta'ala qawmin fasallama alayhim fasallam sallama alayhim thalathan wa al-Bukhari. As Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a statement, he will repeat it 3 times so that it is thoroughly understood. And when he went to people, he will offer the salam, Islamic greeting, 3 times to them, Bukhari. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a statement, he will repeat it 3 times so that it is thoroughly understood. And when he went to a people, he will offer the salam, Islamic greeting, 3 times to them, Bukhari. So if a person was to ask three, as in the idea of the hadith, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum. I don't think anybody's heard any shaykh do that. So what's the meaning of the hadith? That's why it's necessary. You study hadith with ustaz to learn the meaning of hadith. Hadith, if a person just reads the zahir, Rasulullah came in, he didn't say, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum. They'll make mukallaf 3 times people wajib to say walaikum salam, walaikum salam. Rasulullah didn't hurt people, so that if you say salam to somebody, he has to say walaikum salam. So what's the meaning? And yada and yada thalathan, and even some Allah baqawla zur, Allah baqawla zur, Allah baqawla zur. Or in a gathering, he say something. So 5 minutes of talk is, or 10 minutes of talk is, he'll say that thing in the talk again, and then he'll say that thing in the talk again. So it's understood. Or if a person asks 3, 4, 5, 10 times, the person explains to a ustaz, when a talib asks a question and he doesn't understand, the ustaz will explain 3, 4, 5 times if he has to. Say that mean. Or Rasulullah ﷺ came in, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And then, so he said, Alhamdulillah, and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, before the talk. And then, leaving, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So how many times is that? 3. And then, so when he came in, for example, comes inside to the gathering, Assalamu alaikum. And then when he sat, and before he talked, Assalam qabla al-qalam, so before he started his talk, nasiyah or khutbah, Salam. And then when leaving, Salam. And this is why some mazhabs, they have the imam, when he's before he does the khutbah, he says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this is the meaning of 3 times Salam. Otherwise, it's not Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. It's not like that. Allah enable us to act upon it.